Schon, es gab ja.
Well,
Hello, good evening.
one second. Getting everything set up. All right. Can y'all hear me? Looking at everything. My computer hid the Zoom icon from me, so I couldn't find it. I got a Mac recently, and I was like trying to figure out how to navigate it.
Try using Command Tab, and it'll just show you probably the applications that are open. Or use three fingers to swipe on your touchpad. Maybe it's another full screen workspace. So,
Oh, really?
yeah.
Dude, see, I need to learn all those little shortcuts.
It just takes a bit of time, but you'll get used to
Dude,
it.
I actually, since I've gotten this, I realize why people love Macs. I'm like, this is incredible. It links to your iPhone. Like, it's just, it's incredible. The synchronicity between the two. I'm like, dude, what have I been doing?
Yeah.
I'm a freaking Chromebook. What was I doing?
No, Chromebooks are not. If you have like an iPad as well, you can make that a second screen of your computer.
Really?
Yeah, so the mouse would actually go to your iPad. I think it goes. There's something like that. I haven't tested that out because I don't have an iPad, but for work I use a Mac and a Windows, so
Dude.
I stay on the Mac most of the time.
Bro, Apple did it right, man. As soon as you get linked into that network, you're in it.
But they made it so that you stay in their ecosystem. If you go out, you feel all the hiccups and everything.
Yeah. Man, it's such a so smart from a marketing perspective. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right, we got a full squad tonight. I love this. It's amazing. All right, let's start like usual. We need three, maybe more, four wins. Whoever wants to start, let's share a win from the week about training, nutrition, life. It can be anything, just something you want to celebrate. It can be small or something massive. Don't make me call on somebody either, because I'll do it.
I'll go. This is Julian. So I'm still winning. I'm 2 months, 2.5 months of having not smoked pot. I hit, I think, four of the five workouts this week. That felt like a really big win in between juggling work, late night work nights, a holiday party. So just feeling and tracking most of my meals. And I finally broke the 180 plane. So I'm finally down to like in the 170s. And that's been after being stagnant for like 6 months. That felt really good to finally like drop a pant size and like get to a place where I've been trying to get to for 6 months and having done that in about 3 weeks. So that felt pretty good.
Dude, let's go. That's awesome, man.
That's amazing.
Heck yeah. Getting after it. Every time I text you, you're like, you're just fired up. I
I'm on a mission.
it. What else we got? Who else has another win?
I'll jump in. This week, I've felt less pain in my shoulders when mostly doing all my exercises. So a lot of the information that everyone mentioned, especially that helped a lot. Just kind of warming up a little bit in the start and just not pushing too much weight and everything. So it was a really good week. So
Dude, heck yeah, man. Anytime you can
yeah.
get pain, that's a huge win. All right, let's do at least one more, maybe two.
I'll go. So I had a friend visiting in town this past weekend,
And Kyle, you and I were texting, I think, I don't know, on Thursday or something. And I was like, yeah, we're going to have a really busy weekend. I don't know if we're going to be able to like squeeze in the workouts. We're going to be going out for drinks and everything. And you had the idea of, well, why don't you invite him to the gym with you and you guys get a workout in together so you can still hang out, but also get your workout done. And that actually ended up being a really great idea. He's not super into fitness, but he did the workout with me as much as he could. And I still got my workout in and we still got to hang out. So to me, that was a win because I thought the whole weekend was just going to be kind of shot, but he was super open to the idea and we still got a great workout in. So it was a good idea.
Oh man, really cool. It's awesome. Nice. Tell you what. Let's do one more. I feel like we got some momentum going. I want to keep it up. Let's do another one. Who's got one?
Well, we switched our workouts, and they're going well. So that's a win. The pace and the intensity of the workouts. So
yeah,
for the last 2 days, they've been good.
Yeah, you've been enjoying it?
Yeah, it's better.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. All right, I love it. Okay, like usual, we always do Q&A. So if anyone has any questions or if you want to go the route of maybe just something you struggled with, whatever, fire away, or even future pacing, looking forward to like, you know, more holiday stuff, whatever, any questions surrounding that, let's talk about it. Whoever wants to go.
I'll go first. I had a question related to the physio ball stir the pot. I was trying to do that exercise and the problem I always feel is like it hits my lower back like quite a lot. And I tried to do it, so I ended up switching it to stay on my knees and at least still do something. But the first time I did it, I thought, okay, maybe my lower back is, you know, is weak. There's something, you know, maybe I'm not doing right. And when I did again this past week, I was like, okay, I have the form right. I, you know, everything. I tried to just kind of arc my back slightly to see if maybe that's going to put some pressure off of the lower back. But there was still a lot that I just could not do more than two reps. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to probably ask this question on the call.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you did. I was actually thinking about this today when I was doing some push-ups because my low back, like I let my low back sag and I felt tension there. And I hollowed my body out and the pain went away immediately. So I'm actually really glad you're bringing this up. When you're doing any sort of core work, whether it's like in the frontal plane, like a plank or a physio ball, stir the pot, whatever, you do want to have a bit of a hollow body. So like if I back up a little bit, so like if you're on the physio ball like this, you're thinking about tucking your pelvis. So literally anteriorly tuck your pelvis or posteriorly tuck your pelvis, embrace your abs and keep it there as you're going around. And when that will be the hardest is when you're here, when you get to that front part, your midline yeah. Want to break. That's going to be the hardest part. So either A, don't reach as far, just kind of shorten the range of motion, or keep doing what you've been doing and stay on the knees and just put as much tension in that midline as you can and reach as far as you can in that position without pain to like kind of progressively overload that. And over time, start to elevate where you are until you can get to like an actual plank. But yeah, I'm glad okay. You brought that up because whenever you're planking or you're on your back and you're doing like a hollow body hold, you've got to actually like really round out that low back to protect it and brace that midline.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, next time you go in there, try that. I think it'll be a lot more, a bit more helpful for you.
Okay.
What else you guys got?
I think for me, the one that I struggle with the most is the, I think he called it like the natural knee extension.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have like a huge range of motion while I'm doing that. I still get it done and I still feel it, but I don't have like a wide range going up and back with it. And I feel like a lot of times I end up doing almost like a hip extension or something when I'm doing it instead of the proper motion.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of being able to tuck that pelvis.
Yeah.
You get a stretch in the quads.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really challenging movement. Something you can do there is if you can put a band up to like a pull-up bar or something and hold on to that band, then you can tuck your pelvis, you can lean back and use that band tension to assist you on the way down and the way up, and treat it almost like a stretch, because it really is. It's a great stretch, and it puts a lot of tension on the tendons of the knees, which is what you want to build that resiliency. So just go like very slow on the way back. Keep your hips tucked underneath, like I was showing with that physio ball plant or stir the pot. Tuck your pelvis. Put all the tension in your quads. Go nice and slow till you feel a stretch. Just hang out there for a second, and then use that band to pull yourself out of it. And just over time, just keep working that and going back further and further and further, so you get more of a stretch. And then using a thinner and thinner band until you can do it with your body weight.
Okay.
Yeah, just real, because that's a movement that is so good for the knees and the quads and everything. So it's definitely worthwhile to put time into it and progress it, because dude, your legs will get so strong from that, and you'll never have knee problems. Like, you won't. If you can get strong on like a Nordic curl and a natural knee extension, your knees will never have problems. Like, it's incredible. But great question. I'm glad you asked that. What else you guys got?
I have a question about like the weights versus how many reps. So getting into my third week, I think I'm still trying to figure out where my max weights are. Is the point, if you have like 8 reps loaded into the app and I'm able to comfortably do that weight 10 to 12 times, should I then be upping the weight? Is the game to, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep up in that. You want to live. So the RPE scale, you guys have heard of that in that, like that welcome packet, the rate of perceived exertion, a really safe place to live in, to like constantly be progressing, is about that 7 to 8 RPE, right? At times we want to go to that 9 or 10 where like we're really going max effort, but that 7 to 8 is a really good kind of cue in your brain. So if you can get through 10 to 12 reps and you're like, I'd give that like a 5 or 6, go ahead and up the weight load until you finish those reps and you're like, okay, that was challenging, but I think I got 2 more sets in me. Like, that's kind of where you want to live, so you know you're pushing hard enough. Yeah, if you're asking that question, up it. Go ahead. You should be walking out of there like, I might have went a little too hard, like that. And then you start to play that game where you're going back and forward and really starting to move the needle.
Yeah, because I'm trying to gauge how gas am I going to be for like the next block of stuff. So not to say I've been playing it safe. Like, every time I leave, every part of my body finds a new muscle to hurt. And so I'm like trying to pretend like I'm pacing myself to get into the next block, but I'm wondering if I should just start upping the weights and then like dealing with the recovery on the back end.
I would say that
makes sense.
Yeah, I would say do that for a little bit and just see, because you never know. This is a lesson I learned too. It's almost that your brain sort of plays this trick on you where you think you're more fatigued than you are going into something else. But oftentimes when you go into whatever that next movement is, we're like, oh, I actually feel better.
More intense.
So I would say go ahead and push it a little harder than maybe you have been. And if you find out you pushed too hard, then you know, okay, you got to throttle it back just a little bit. And again, that's where you start to play that game of like, okay, this is where I need to live. I'm starting to get used to how this feels. I know about the weights. Like, you start to get really intelligent with your own body.
Yeah.
What else you guys got? Tammy, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm getting better. I was going to ask, where do I start? Or where do I pick back up again? I feel like I took a whole 2 weeks practically, and I feel like I'm kind of starting over.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm not, because like, I feel like I've been able to implement some good stuff already, but how do I begin again?
So yeah, I've found that coming back from a sickness like that,
the worst thing to do. Sorry if you guys can hear that car in the background. They're leaving right now. Sometimes the hardest thing to jump back into is conditioning. Oftentimes it is. It's just like your lungs just aren't there. Like you just don't have the energy to put in that you
would. Yeah.
Like the requisite energy to get the intensity out of it that you would need, right?
Right.
So I would say walking and just do the strength progressions. Like just do the strength work and keep it at a lower intensity for now, right? You're kind of in that, for the RPE, like if you're going to use an RPE, you're living at about a 5 or 6. Just go through the ranges of motion, get some sweat, like just feel good.
Okay.
Kind of get through the soreness because you're going to be really sore coming back into it.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take probably a week or so until that, like, the DOMS really starts to settle down. Then let's start pushing the needle.
Okay. And I didn't see any workouts in my...
Oh, they should be. And if they're not, I'll get them in there right now.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure what to do. I didn't end up making it to the gym today because I had some stuff with my... son, but yeah, I just tried to do some push-ups and I was like, oh man,
yeah,
this is harder than it was just a few weeks ago. So, but like tomorrow is the day. I'm gonna get back in there and go as hard as I can, but not like push it.
I think too, this would be a good time to talk about this. It's sometimes you're when you get sick, because you kind of shared with me you just had a bunch of stuff going on. Sometimes when we get sick, it's for no other reason than like our subconscious is just shutting it down because it, in order to preserve our energy for what's going on around us. Like sometimes you get a tweak and it's not really that you're like overdoing it or that you've moved wrong. It could just be like life stress. You got a bunch of crap on your brain and your subconscious is like, okay, I'm going to keep you from like really overdoing it here. We need to shut down. We need to rest and recover. You need to get this other stuff in order first before we go back into pushing hard. Like sometimes that just happens. And so I think that's what you stepped into is your body was like, hey, we need to chill for a bit. Let's recover. Like let's back off all this, get healthy, then get back in the gym. Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. And I think it does. And I'm sure even Renee can attest to it too, because from what she shared, but yeah, I felt like my body was like, no, this is a great idea, but we need to get a few more ducks in a row first. And yeah, I was finishing like a semester of school and trying to get my kid organized. It was just like everything was piling in the same, like it was like a car crash and everything just blew towards the front. So yeah, I think it was just timing.
Yeah. And that's also why this kind of puts me up on like a soapbox here, but that's also why it's so important. If you're always staying active and fit and in the gym and whatever, when those situations happen in life where you have to take 2 weeks off, it's not like you're taking 2 weeks off having done nothing for 6 months or a year or 2 years or whatever. Not that you haven't, but I'm just using it as an example. It's like, that's why it's so important. So that way when life gets in the way, you can be like, okay, I'm going to have to put fitness on the back burner for a week or two, handle all this really important stuff, then get back into fitness. And it's not a huge deal. You actually can come back stronger, like more recovered because you took time off. And so that's why I preach to people, be so consistent overall in the macro for a year. That way you can't afford that like 2 weeks or whatever it is if life just hits you in the face. So I'll get some stuff loaded in there for you. We'll do some strength work.
Okay.
Just move, sweat. You'll come back.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you'll be back in no time. You'll be feeling good.
Cool.
What else we got, you guys?
I got one more question, and then I got to jump to my next meeting. So I'm going to be not in my normal gym or normal house for the next 2 weeks. Is it appropriate to just look at, if I'm looking at ahead and looking like what machines I need to use to find replacements, like the gym, I'm going to the mountains and I know that that's not going to have row. Like I know I'm not going to have a row machine. I'm not going to have ellipticals. I'm not going to have stationary bikes. So should I just like go online and find the either what muscles I'm supposed to be working and then just touch base with you and see if it's an appropriate replacement?
Okay, so when do you leave and where are you going? Like what gym, what's your...
I leave tomorrow night, and then I'm basically going to like a home gym that I made in a buddy's house. And we have we have every weight kettlebell from like 25 pounds to 45 pounds, but we don't have two of each of those weights. So like there's a lot of like dual double kettlebell carries. Like I might be able to do that with dumbbells, but I won't be able to do that with kettlebell. Like we don't have a rower. We don't have certain things. So like I'll have to find replacements for some of the workouts. Should I just check in with you? If I look ahead and say, okay, I know I don't have that, can I replace it with this?
Yeah.
Just to figure out like, what is the purpose of that exercise movement, to figure out what should I be isolating? What should I use as an in-betweener?
For sure. Yeah. So two things. One, kettlebell and dumbbell movements are always interchangeable. So if you have two dumbbells, but you only have one kettlebell and it's a dual modality movement, use the dumbbells. You can always do that.
Okay.
Yes. Look ahead as far as you can. Ask me questions and then I'll give you some, be like, yeah, switch for this or no, do that, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely do that.
All right, that works.
Yeah. That is one of the convenient things about kettlebells and dumbbells. The kettlebells, it moves a little differently. They both just move different. That's like, so it'll just be a slightly different stimulus, but you can do all the same stuff and it's just going to feel different for each one. That's why I like using both. Man, you guys got some great questions tonight. Seriously, this is awesome. Doing this. Miss Renee, how you doing? I'm gonna call on you.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm hanging in, yeah. Today, I didn't feel too great doing the workout today, but I recovered. I got a little bit sick about two-thirds of the way through, but come back and finished it. But yeah, it was good.
What do you think caused that?
I don't know if I just didn't let enough time go between lunch and working out and there was a bunch of burpees, or if it was just something that I ate, or just, I don't know.
Felt nauseous during it?
Yeah, for sure.
It could definitely be that you ate too close to it. Mm-hmm. This is for everyone listening, because I think this is helpful. It could also just be stepping into this level of intensity, because this style of workout I'm giving you, mm-hmm. it's definitely more intense because we're jam packing into that, like that 50 minute window, which really more like 45, because the last 5 minutes like recovery.
Yeah.
So it's definitely more intense. I think it could be just that level of adaptability for a little bit. Okay. Especially if you pushed yourself pretty hard, mm-hmm. your body just might've been revolting against you and be like, yo, like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it was good though. I mean, that's what I wanted, was a more, you know, compact, intense workout. So cool. I got what I asked for.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, am I sure this is what I wanted?
Yeah, hold on a second.
We'll keep me updated tomorrow how you feel and on throughout the week. If it keeps happening, then we'll look into it a little deeper.
Okay.
It could be something else too.
I have a question. Doing squats, especially with like weights that could be dumbbell or barbell, and when you're going all the way down and you start to feel something on your knees, like I know you're not supposed to feel like pain, especially in the knees, especially. So I don't know if it's related to the weight or is it related to the form, because I do usually try watching your like videos before I do certain exercises, but in cases like that, what's the best approach?
Okay, so are you currently feeling pain when you get to the bottom of that squat?
Usually there have been few instances where I haven't felt pain, which I kind of was adjusting my I was trying to figure out, okay, are my knees going too wide compared to where my feet are? Or is it supposed to align? And I think when I aligned it, it felt somewhat better. I didn't feel as much pain, but at the same time, it, you know, I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Okay. So that was where I was going to go with it, but I wanted to ask you a little more. So yes, whenever you're squatting, and everyone's a little bit different, but for the most part, feet are going to be turned out, not quite at a 45, but they're going to be angled out. They're just under your hips or maybe a little bit wider. So that's usually everyone's squat stance. From there, the cue used to be push those knees out. Like that was a really common, like weights in the heels, push your knees out. What I found was that with a lot of clients and even myself, my knees started to hurt as well because you push those knees out and then they would want to come back in on the way up because they feel stronger when they're in line with your toes. So for you, it sounds like toes out. When you're squatting, go straight down. Don't think about pushing your knees out. Drop your hips straight down, then drive straight back up and keep everything in a nice straight line. And that should minimize the pain. If you keep getting pain at that point, we could be looking at something like, depending on where it is, you could be getting like a little bit of patellar tendonitis. Like if it's right on the kneecap, is that where you're feeling it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So sometimes if the quad's getting a little bit tight, it'll start to pull on that tendon, which means we might need to back off the squats a little bit, let the quads loosen up, like maybe roll them out, whatever. But let's try that first where we toes out, everything's in a nice straight line, take it easy, nice and controlled, and tell me if that helps. If it doesn't, we'll do something different.
Okay. Could I lower the weight slightly a little bit to see if that would help?
Well, how hard is it right now? Like how hard are you pushing on
like
that?
I can still do them. That's the thing. I can still do the number of reps you mentioned. I figure out how much weight, but it's usually when going up, that's the starting point of going up from the bottom position. That's when I feel the most, and then it starts to diminish until I'm completely up, and then it's like I'm fine. But it's doable. That's what it is.
Are you able to push heavier on other movements like lunges, split squats, things like that without pain?
I've done certain lunges with like when you mentioned the weights, but certain I have not used weights, and no, I haven't felt pain when, especially when I'm doing lunges. No.
Okay. So then, yeah, I would say go lower on the squats, lower weight, okay. So that you're not feeling pain, but let's go heavier where you can without pain. So if you can do lunges or split squats, whatever, without pain, or maybe even like the leg extensions, things like that. So we get that stimulus, that strength stimulus, but we still get the range of motion and the functionality of the squat. And we don't just completely throw it away.
All right.
So let's do that. Yeah. Drop it down a little bit, change your stance up, and then keep me updated on how you're feeling.
Okay.
Even actually send me some videos too. I want to see how you're squatting and see if there's something critique can help you with that.
Okay.
What else, you guys? You got anything?
Jamie, hang in there.
Yeah, for real. Just keep getting up and doing it again.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right. I mean, if you guys have more questions, I'm happy to answer. If not, we'll call it a night.
All good.
Cool. All right. Well, then let's keep getting after it this week. Please, if you ever have, if you can, I feel like I need to say this. If you can, always do your best to look ahead as far as possible. Shoot me questions. That way I can get back to you guys within the best amount of time. Cause I hate getting a question that I miss. And then I know you got your workout in and I'm like, dang, you know, so whenever you can look ahead, ask me. And I'll get to you as soon as possible. And let's keep getting after it, y'all. All right.
Are we meeting next Tuesday or no?
What is next Tuesday?
I think it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, No. Christmas Eve. You guys enjoy your time with your family. I'll be with my mom with Maverick and stuff. Is the next Tuesday New Year's Eve as well?
I think that's generally how it works.
Okay. So
how old are we? Shouldn't we know this by now?
It's a week apart. It's always a week apart.
Okay. So I actually did not know that. I never paid attention to that. Okay, the next Tuesday I actually picked up a shift at the restaurant, so I'm working that New Year's Eve. So maybe we'll move it that week, but I'll keep you guys updated. But if not, we'll be back the next week after that into the new year, and we'll crush it.
Cool.
All right, you guys, keep enjoying the holidays. Keep doing all the things, training hard, but enjoy yourselves too, right? Like we talked about this last week. I forget who was here. But leading into times where you might be eating a lot of food, like you want to indulge that day and maybe the day before, cut your calories down. Just focus on protein. Like eat chicken, steak, Greek yogurt, like get a bunch of protein in, and then go out and like enjoy the desserts and all that stuff. And you're going to be set up better with that approach than just like eating all day and eating all night and then being like, man, I feel like a piece of crap. You know what I mean? But it's also the holidays. Like, have fun. Like, we got to enjoy it as well. So, I want you guys to have fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. I will see you soon. I'll keep you updated on our next meeting. Keep training hard.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.